The movie, City by the Sea, opens today, a tale of fathers, sons, and violence spanning three generations. It stars Robert De Niro as a man whose life seems destined to be intertwined with murder. His son is on the run, accused of shooting a cop, and that sets De Niro's character to reliving his own father's crime.
When my old man did what he did, I felt so bad. You know, I felt like I was the criminal. No way was I ever going to feel that way again. I was going to be so good that nobody could ever pin anything on me. That was my choice. But now it doesn't matter whether your old man's a cop or a murderer. Bottom line is some kid's father's not coming home anymore. I mean, that's the real life sentence.
The real life story behind City by the Sea is, if anything, even grittier than the movie. And we want to warn listeners here that to tell it, we have to give away a few plot twists. The movie is based on the life of homicide detective Vincent LaMarca, a life bookended by murders committed decades apart by his father and by his son. LaMarca's father was arrested in 1956 for kidnapping a baby for ransom. It was a shocking crime, and it launched Vincent LaMarca on a trajectory of mirroring honor and deflecting against evil.
My decision to become a cop was fairly early on. I knew that's what I wanted to become. I was 9 years old when my father was arrested, and I was 11 when he was executed. I was more than old enough to know what was going on and was fully aware of what was going on. It was important to me to stay straight, especially for my grandfather, my father's father. He was very influential in my life. The man was devastated by my father's crime. He really was. And I think that had a very big, big part of me being who I became. I was not going to get into any more trouble. I was not going to put him through anything more.
Fast forwarding now to your son's life, which is also depicted in this film. Clearly, he wasn't able to stay on the straight and narrow, the same path that you chose. He, in real life, tell us about Joey LaMarca.
Unfortunately, I'm divorced. My ex-wife had custody of Joseph. It became a headache to go see him all the time. It happens, I'm sure, a lot of times and in most divorces. And I'm guilty. It became easier not to bother. I didn't have a connection with him. I didn't have an influence over him. And that's really a shame. I'm not making an excuse for what he became. I mean, I also didn't have a father, and obviously I chose a different path. But Joey got involved with drugs, and he was getting more and more violent. He was a big, strong, aggressive kid. And you couple that with the violence, with the drugs, and it's not a good combination.
In real life, he is convicted for a murder.
Yes, he is. He's in Attica.
What's your relationship with him like?
Unfortunately, it took what happened for our relationship to become a relationship. Even when he was first arrested, it was not good. He contacted me, and it was a short and sweet conversation. You know, he admitted to me that he did it, and I tried to convince him the best thing in the world to do would be to come in himself. I obviously didn't have any effect on him. When he first went to prison, he contacted me again, and it was very difficult at first. I was into that mode of lecturing, and he was into a mode of blaming me, and I guess we got off on a bad foot.
You were angry at him? He was angry at you?
I guess. Hard to admit it, but I was angry at him because my father's name was getting dragged up all over again, and it wasn't necessary.
Vincent LaMarca, you hold an interesting place in your family, and I want to ask you a bit about families and choice. Your father committed a crime, your son committed a crime. In each case, the crime was murder. Recently, the New York Times did a front page story about crime running in families. Do you think that there is a pattern, or do you think that individuals are complicit in their own crimes?
I don't think there's any type of pattern. You make a choice for what you do all along. If you're going to start blaming it on your genes or something of that nature, you're just not taking any responsibility. You're finding out something else to blame it on.
But how does Joey feel about it?
At one point, Joey, when he was first arrested, yes, that's what he was saying. You know, one of our early arguments right after he was arrested was the fact that he had written me a letter. And in the letter, he said to me, the wording was something to the nature of, it wasn't me, Dad. It was the drugs that did it. At the same time, I've got a letter from my father writing to my mother where he says, I don't understand how I could do such a thing. I said, there's a very big difference in those two statements. My father knew he did it and accepted that he did it, and Joey didn't right away. He's grown up a lot, and he's matured, and he has accepted it now.
What do you think is the message of City by the Sea? I mean, it's a very effective cop drama, but do you think it's something more than that? You're looking at a movie being made of your life. It may be hard for you to separate your life from the movie, but what would you say that you take away from it?
I'm really glad the movie does bring that morality to light, that taking responsibility for what you've done or responsibility for what you haven't done. I think that's a bigger part of the movie than the fact that it's a cop movie.
Well, Vincent Lamarca, thank you very much for being with us. We wish you all the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Former homicide detective Vincent Lamarca. The film, City by the Sea, opens today.